Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
This is one of those videos I've started and stopped it so many times. I'm going to declare right now, I'm not going to make any edits, no stops, plowing right through this video from beginning to end, because I don't care. We've talked before about what it is you call somebody who's from a particular place. That term is called a demonym. If you're from the United States of America, you are an American. If you're from Canada, you're a Canadian. And if you're from Calgary, you're a Calgarian. I just found that out recently. Sounds like something off of Star Trek, but no. 50 Calgarians summoned from the mall for immediate jury selection from the CBC, and Jade Marcus wrote this, and this is true. Bunch of people went shopping one day, encountered officials from the court who said, congratulations, you are now on jury duty. Go to the court ASAP. The last time this happened was 1996, but it's a legal process that can happen in some places, such as Canada. Dozens of Calgarians were summoned for jury selection immediately during lunch hour at a downtown Calgary mall this week, invoking a rare procedure imported from the common law in England. Alberta officers issued 50 summonses to people who were at the Core shopping center on Thursday. Those documents required them at once to go to the Calgary Courts Center a few blocks away. Stop your shopping. Go to court. The unusual course of action was enacted after the court realized the jury pool wasn't big enough for an upcoming trial, as too many jurors had been exempted for various factors. That is a prosecutor speaking about what happened in court. And this resulted in the Queen's Bench Justice issuing the summonses in order to fill that gap. So the justice actually said, bailiffs, come on over here. Literally, go to the court and round up some people. So some officers from the court went and did that. The court clerks and the sheriff went over to the mall and just started handing members of the downtown lunch crowd these summonses that required them to attend the courthouse. I can tell you with certainty, a number of people whose Thursday afternoon was inconvenienced were not particularly thrilled. That's the prosecutor again speaking. She said the justice did a good job of keeping the afternoon as efficient as possible and recognizing the imposition it had on people. But looking at it from the perspective of someone who's involved in the system, it really is remarkable that someone accused with an indictable offense can have that much influence on a community. She's pointing out the person who's on trial in a roundabout way caused this, but she also said, I've been here for 20 years. I've never seen this before. Now, there is a man as a criminal law defense attorney and criminal law textbook author. He said the procedure that was invoked on Thursday is called Talesman, and it was imported to Canada from England. It's an old common law tradition. He said they're just people who've not been subpoenaed, but they're picked off the streets and brought in to be part of a potential pool of prospective jurors who could be picked for a particular jury. But those searching for a soft pretzel or a new pair of shoes shouldn't be afraid of going to the mall, because this happens so rarely. It's very rarely used. It's very rare that you ever exhaust a panel of prospective jurors, but it can happen. I can tell you I had a trial myself set to go in the 36th District Court in Michigan, which is the district court for the city of Detroit. Case is set to go to trial in December. And I showed up with my client and all my exhibits and my witnesses. Other side did too. We all sit down in the courtroom. And a few minutes later, the judge comes out. All rise. We all have a seat. Judge goes, I got a bit of a problem. We don't have jurors. We don't have jurors. Now I'm thinking to myself, there's 30 or 40 judges in this courthouse. It's one of the biggest courthouses that I'm aware of with respect to how many courtrooms are in it, how many judges are in it. So they must call in fairly large jury pools. And I said, well, how many trials are there today? And the judge said, it wouldn't matter. There aren't enough jurors for a single trial. Not enough jurors showed up for even a single civil trial, which only requires 8 jurors, 6 plus 2 alternates. 8 people didn't show up. I mean, there may have been 8 or 9, but there were not enough to where we could dismiss a couple if we had to. Judge was, I'm really sorry, but this often happens, because it was December. And she said, around the holidays, we have a hard time getting jurors in. She goes, we never even should have scheduled the case for today. I'm so sorry. We'll reschedule it for next year. But it happens. So in that case, I kind of wish it could have gone out and just snagged some people off the street, but didn't happen. Spokesperson for Alberta Justice Minister Tyler Shandro said the last time the procedure was enacted was in 1996, but they also did it once in Edmonton in December of 2020. Now, the criminal code Section 642, sub 1, provides that the presiding justice may summon people from nearby locations to fill vacant positions on a jury when the jury panel has been exhausted before a full jury is selected. And I guess they're thinking that if they start selecting a jury and they burn up jurors and they don't have enough for the jury, rather than sending everybody home, let's just grab a few people and inconvenience them. So as far as society goes, it's less inconvenience. But as for the people who get picked, really inconvenient because they had no warning. They went to the mall that day thinking they were going to come home afterwards. Instead, had to go to court. In this case, 80 potential jurors came to court for jury duty, and there still weren't enough people to select two juries. The first jury was selected, but the second one was short six jurors. So additional people were needed for 1 to 2 hours a day being taken up, the spokesperson said. Spokesperson said the people who were brought in on Thursday are selected to serve as a juror. They would be required to return to court for the trial, which would be probably the next day and then some. Trial by jury is a cornerstone of our criminal justice system. Implicit in the right to a jury trial is that the jury will be chosen randomly and be impartial and representative of the larger community. Jury management works hard to avoid the need to rely on the talesman procedure, the spokesperson said. And so it's called talesman. Unfortunately, and as mentioned above, the number of potential jurors exempted in the days leading up to and on the day of jury selection ultimately resulted in its use, referring to the procedure. And it says here that among the factors for which people were excused were summer vacation and the subject matter of the trial. But we don't know what that is. It doesn't say that here. But some people got out of jury duty by saying, I'm going on vacation, which makes you wonder why somebody who's at the mall can't say, I'm going on vacation tomorrow. Because they could be. But of course, they can say that. They can say that when they get to court. But you'll notice it said they needed, I don't know, six or eight jurors, but they issued 50 summonses, recognizing that a lot of people are going to show up and go, I'm really sorry, but I got something to do this afternoon. The mall was my first stop. I got to go to the dentist. I got to go to the doctor. I got to pick my kids up from school. It's all kinds of stuff that could be on your calendar after you visit the mall that day. So it is a very, very strange process. I've never heard of it before, but it doesn't surprise me. I've read books about the common law in England going way back and about how all these different concepts evolved, right? And this is one of those things that makes complete sense in that context as the kind of thing you might do in the old days. So the traveling judge is in town and they're conducting a trial and they can't get enough jurors. And the judge has got to move on down the road to go try something else next week. So what do? Go get me some jurors. Of course, back then, when you worked the land for a living and the land is owned by somebody else and it's all the small community and the judge grabs you and says, you're sitting on a jury right now, you might be happy. Because it got you out of the drudgery of work in the field for somebody else. So it's a crazy story, but several people sent it to me, and I thank you for that. Mache, Christopher, Rob, Richard, Don, and Matt all sent it from the CBC, and Jade Marcus wrote it. And if you're shopping in Canada and you're a Canadian citizen, because I assume that they can't do this to visitors, but if you're shopping in Canada, keep in mind that there's this hypothetical possibility you could get picked up for jury duty and wind up over the courthouse unexpectedly. So 50 Calgarians summoned from the mall for immediate jury selection. Last time something like this happened was in Calgary, 1996, but also once again in apparently 2020 in Edmonton. Questions or comments and no edits. Put them below those. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Did you hear about the restaurant on the moon? The food is great, but there's no atmosphere.